Okay, Alexander, let's talk about what's going on with Rudy Giuliani and the media and more fake news and a retraction. What's going on here?
Well, a retraction which asks or begs many questions, because, of course, after Rudy Giuliani's apartment and office, and it's important to stress his office was raided in that way, which we discussed in a previous video, over the course of which, by the way, he says that the officers who raided his office and his apartment refused to take Hunter Biden's hard drive, which he offered to them. Just saying. After that, we had a whole slew of stories all over the media saying that way back in 2019, he'd received a warning from the intelligence community, presumably the FBI, that he was being used by the Russians in some kind of interference disinformation campaign. And all of these various media outlets, including the New York Times, by the way, but all the usual suspects, MSNBC, CNN, all the rest, they all appeared to independently corroborate the truth of the story. So they all came along and they said, that they'd independently corroborated it. And then, of course, it turned out that the story was completely not true. Now, that means, and it's a point being made by several people, including Glenn Greenwald, over several times that this has happened, that they did not independently corroborate the story. They all went to the same source. Now, I'm going to take this a bit further because, of course, this has happened repeatedly now. It happened, for example, recently with the Russian bounties story and with all sorts of other stories. I suspect that what is actually happening is that there is one individual or group of individuals working together who are spreading these stories intended to damage Republicans, conservatives, and Donald Trump to the media. The media knows this perfectly well. The media knows exactly who these people are. The media is happy to publish this information that these people are providing, this group of people are providing, knowing in many cases that this isn't the case. And when the media says that these stories are being independently corroborated, they are saying a great deal less than the truth. I think the media knows exactly who is behind the spread of these stories, who spread the story about the Russian bounties, who spread the story about Giuliani, who spread any number of stories that we've seen over the last 5 years. And I think that they are willfully and knowingly going along with this exercise in which this kind of gossip, which is what it is spread, given their corroboration. And then, of course, when it turns out to be not true, we have all these mumbling retractions, which aren't really retractions at all. In some media cases, you actually see examples of this. I think it's the New York Times, which actually said that, in fact, though Giuliani had not been given the warning that people said that he should have been given, in fact, that was a warning like that had in fact been prepared, but it was decided to hold it back because possibly Giuliani might implicate himself in some way presumably with the Russians. That, by the way, is a very disturbing thing if it is true, because it would suggest that the US authorities were laying some kind of trap for Giuliani. But irrespective of that, it is a way of putting Giuliani in an even worse position than if the original story had been true, the original story having been retracted.
All right, so the person behind this leak is Adam Schiff, Derek Swalwell, Nancy Pelosi. Who is it?
Well, I'm not going to guess. I'm not going to say which one of them, but I think you're very close. What this thing calls for, what it urgently requires, is a proper leak investigation. Of course, there isn't going to be one because the media doesn't want it. The Democrats don't want it. And remember, the Democrats are the administration, and the intelligence community doesn't want it. So, in the meantime, we're going to continue to see this drip feed of bogus, phony stories being spread via the media to pollute the political discussion, political debate in the United States, and to damage Donald Trump, Republicans and conservatives. Now, unless and until the Republican Party finally gets together and starts to make a big issue of this, because it's against them that it's directed, this is going to go on and will continue. And you're going to get these so-called retractions from the media, which are not real retractions at all. So we shall see what they do. I think that the Mitt Romneys of this world, frankly, don't care. But grassroots Republicans, and maybe the majority of Republicans now in the House of Representatives, they do care, but they do need to understand that it is for them to make a decision to bring this all to a stop, which, by the way, as the second big party in the United States, they probably can do.
Yeah, so the Republicans aren't going to investigate this because they're also in on it.
Well, some of them are. I mean, you know, but that's the problem.
Well, most
most of them are. But let's assume. Let's just talk hypothetically now. If the leader of the Republicans of the Senate, who is currently Mitch McConnell, and the leader of the Republicans in the House, who is McCarthy, were to come together and complain directly to the intelligence community about these leaks, and were to pursue this question as forcefully and aggressively as the Democrats did when they were the minority, well, it would start to have an effect. All the more so as it is quite likely that in the 2022 elections, midterms, they will become the majority again. But unless and until they do that, this damage will continue to be done. I want to make all of this because people like Greenwald blame the media for this story. The media are not to blame. Because the media are what they are. We know that they are structurally hostile to the Republicans, hostile to Trump, hostile to conservatives. The people who are to blame, who have the power to change this, are the politicians, the Republicans themselves. They can do it. They can bring this to a stop. They could have brought it to a stop throughout the 4 years of Donald Trump's presidency, if they'd all acted together, and they can still do it now. If they don't do it, they will continue to damage themselves, because as they say, a lie can go right round the world before the truth has put its boots on. And in this case, everybody around the United States has probably heard the story about Giuliani being tipped off that he was being that he was the target of a Russian disinformation campaign. Very few people, realistically, are going to take much note of all these retractions, which, as I said, in some cases, aren't even retractions at all.
Right. So when is big tech going to ban the accounts of The Washington Post, The New York Times, CNN and NBC?
Oh, in a month of Sundays. That's to say never. It's not going to happen. I mean, that is inconceivable. But then again, I want to say this. You can put all the blame you like on big tech. You can put all the blame you like on the media. But the Republicans are the people who are letting it happen. And in the end, this is going to devour them. They can push back on this. The Democrats have shown in the past how they can forcefully take stands and they can push forward even when, as I said, they're in a minority in the House and in Congress. The Republicans sit on their hands and do nothing, and it is becoming increasingly frustrating and ridiculous that that is so. And can I just say something, by the way, if, as I think is highly likely, I'm not saying it's true, I'm saying it's highly likely that it is somebody in Congress who is responsible for leaking all these stories. If it is, say, a senior representative in the House of Representatives, then, of course, we've seen how Democrats have moved over recent weeks to try to expel Republicans from Congress. They've been prepared to do that. To be very clear, this would be a far more egregious and serious violation. It would be an immense abuse of one's position as a congressperson to be spreading gossip like this, using intelligence information and material to spread gossip like this in order to damage your political opponents. And again, if the Republicans gain control of Congress, gain control of the House of Representatives, why don't they do what the Democrats have been threatening to do and take action against whatever congressman or representative may, and I again stress, may have been involved in this activity. The Democrats have shown that they are willing to push for the expulsion of Republicans who are just hold strange views. The Republicans ought to be prepared to take action against Democrats if, and I stress if, those Democrats are abusing the power in the way that I've just discussed.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there. The Republicans are doing what they're designed to do. This is all one.
Nothing.
One banana
Nothing.
Republic. It's a
Nothing.
Banana Republic shit show is what it is.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, no, well exactly. Nothing. Rien. But let's not forget that, as I said, they could change this if they chose. You know, if they're not doing anything, they're acting on a choice, and that begs the question why. But that's a topic for another program, perhaps.
Meanwhile, Russia did it, right? That's the narrative.
Oh, of course. I mean, that goes without saying. The Russians do everything.
An orange man is bad.
The Russian foreign minister Lavrov said the other day that, you know, before long, Russia will be accused of organising the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, who was killed in 1914. So there we go.